Well, praise God, praise God. Good morning to each and every one of you this morning. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We are tagging today, Maximize the Moment Monday, using Job 7:18, where it was a question says, and that thou shouldest visit him every morning and try him every moment. Yes, we should try him and visit him every morning and every moment. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you, Lord, that you have opened up another day, revealed us another opportunity for us to just glorify your holy and righteous name. So this day, Lord God, we are maximizing our moment. We are maximizing this opportunity to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Father, that you have given us another opportunity to breathe the breath, the fresh air that you have given us, Lord God, to honor you in all that we do. So, Father, we say, use us. Use us, Lord God. We are your children. We're your people. The sheep is your pasture. And we thank you, Father, that you have blessed us and kept us to this day, Lord God. We're asking that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Use these powerful women of God, Lord God, to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for filling their every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the minister that's going to bring forth this message this day. We know, Lord God, that you have anointed and appointed this person, Lord God, in such a time as this that we shall receive what you have for us. So we thank you, Father, for your anointing to overtake us, Lord God, and we come against everything that may exalt itself against the wisdom and the knowledge of God. We come against every force that may not be of God, and we say, Satan, you have no place here, you have no dominion here, and we say you have to go in the name of Jesus. We call it sanctified and holy as, and in the presence of the holy and awesome God that we serve. Lord God, we thank you. For every good and perfect gift, we thank you for Artists International, the leaders, the founders, Lord God, and all those that are participating. We glorify you, Father, for doing a work like never before through us and with us. And, Lord, let your glory be seen. In the name of Jesus we pray, hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, go out and have a wonderful, wonderful day. We love you, and I'm passing it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can, Minister Robin. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you also. Thank you so much, woman of God. I love that pad. Maximize the Moment Monday. Praise God. Good morning to each and every single one of you. This is Minister Robin here on the East Coast, and I'm going to welcome you along with my dear sister, our prayer general, Minister Brenda. This is an awesome call. It's a mighty call. It's a wonderful call. It is the master's call. And we are so glad that you are here with us today. This call was founded by two wonderful women of God, and they are our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our super fantastic Dr. P.K. Roberts. They are blessed women of God, faithful to the Lord and faithful to us. And we say, thank you, victorious women of God. We were founded on October 25th, 2010, so we're approaching our sixth year, and we have an awesome scripture that we stand on. It's located in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you, because that's what we are about. That's what this call was founded on. We pray. We want you to send us your prayer requests. We know that the word is going forward and it's not being canceled, and it's accomplishing every single thing that we send to the Father. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have an awesome mission statement, and our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower us, the believers, as we begin our day. And we are so grateful because every single message has been archived on our website. Feel free to go to www.themasterscall.net. You can listen to the messages there. You can download them to your social media page. You can also read about our speakers. The bios are there. There's always a quick little blurb about the word that has come forward from our dear Mother Eagle. So go ahead and have fun on our website. And we have an email address for you. I mentioned prayer. Well, we like to even hear your praise report. And if you would like to send us your prayer request, again, we'll shout with you regarding your praise report. If you would like to be part of our team here on our call, the Master's Call, you can send all of that to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And many of us, the majority of us, we are here because of an awesome company called Artists International. And Artists is owned by the Diaz de Leon family. It is a health and wellness company. It is a company that is debt-free. It is a company that is sold out to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is a company that has awesome products that are changing the lives of individuals. We do not make any medical claims, but our products, they work. So if you would like to find out more about our company, about our business, how you can become an artist entrepreneur, go back to the person who invited you to this call. We are also having an awesome, awesome conference approaching next week. That's February 16th and 17th in Las Vegas, Nevada. They would be glad to tell you about that. And again, too, right after this call, we do have a call, which is our new morning motivational call. And on that call, we learn about our product. We are encouraged. We are taught all about Artists International and what to do. So we send out a thank you to the founder of that call, our platinum president, Dorothy Cook. She's known as the godmother as well. And she passed the baton on to another group of awesome leaders that train us and teach us well. Well, that phone number, and make sure you write this down, it is 614-715-3865, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And I didn't mention, we have been fasting, and it is day 35. Glory, glory, glory to God. God is good to us. It's not too late to join us. We have a few more days. And you can find out more about that on our website. But I'm going to tell you about this woman of God. She is my dear sister in the Lord. She is one of our team members on this call. She is also an artist entrepreneur and Minister Ada Babette Grace. She is a humble servant of God. Her mom is on this call. Good morning, Miss Debbie. We love you. She resides in Brooklyn, New York, with her dear husband, Doug. And Ada, she's under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn. Minister Ada, she is a mom. She's a grandma. And she believes that she has an assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross. It's a ministry that's dedicated to helping women deal with issues, deal with their concerns, and also deal with how to serve the Lord. We do have those type of questions. That's powerful. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God, and she wants to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and glory to God, live the Word. Well, without any further delay, I am going to say God morning to you, my dear sister. Are you there, Minister Ada?
Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you. It's all yours.
God bless you, my dear, beautiful sister, with that sweet spirit and that sweet voice. I so love you and appreciate you, Minister Robin. And I want to say to our prayer general, Minister Brenda, we love and appreciate all that you do for the body, all that you do for TMC, as well as Artists International. So love and appreciate you. And to our fabulous co-founders of this wonderful call and ministry, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my dear, dear mentors and women of God who the Lord graciously brought, allowed our paths to cross. So very thankful to you. And then I want to say, God bless you. Happy Love Month, Happy Heart Month, and Happy Black History Month. A lot of things going on here in February. And I want to say to each and every one of you who have dialed into the call or will perhaps listen to the playback of this call that we there's a couple of reminders that I want the Lord put on my heart to give you, and that this is Heart Month. Did you know that more people die of heart disease than all cancers combined? It's so important that you know what's going on with your heart and to know your numbers. Those three numbers are your weight, your blood pressure, and your cholesterol level. So just a little tip on that. And we have a very rich history, and Black history is just not for Black Americans. It's a part of American history. So no matter what your nationality is or ethnicity is, I invite you to take time to learn about the rich history of Black Americans. This month, I'm reading two books that I'm just excited about reading. One is I'm doing an in-depth study of the life of Frederick Douglass, a fascinating life of this man. I'm very excited. And even though we know that in 2008, Barack Hussein Obama was the first African-American to certainly make history, I have not taken the time to really study about him and his lovely wife, Michelle. They both hail from my hometown of Chicago, Illinois, so I am also reading and studying the life about Barack and Michelle Obama. So those are just a couple of little freebies. I'm so very excited about coming before you, and I want to be careful and mindful of my time. So let's get right into it today. As I mentioned, this is also Love Month, and I want to say something to the singles as well as to the couples. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. God loves you unconditionally. So whether you are single or in a marriage, love God, love yourself as you love others. Today, my text is going to come from Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th and 7th verse. Would you be so kind if you have your tablets or your Bibles, or if you're at work or commuting to work, listen to the playback, it's cool. I'm going to read it for you. Philippians 4, the 6th and the 7th verse, and this is how it reads. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is a very familiar text, and what I like to do is give you a text of scripture, and then I like to go to our Old Testament and give you examples. And so today we're going to, which I have been looking at and studying for some time, the life of Abram. And if I was to title my message this morning, it would be wait, wait. And again, I say wait. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And we're going to read verses 1 through 6. Now after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be with you, will be your heir. He took him outside and he said, look up at the heavens and count the stars. If indeed you count them, then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Verse 6. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. Now, Abram is a very excellent story to study. And so this is the promise. The promise is that God is telling Abram that I am going to give you an heir. And back in those days when you study the old customs during that time, if there was a patriarch and he didn't have any heirs, it was an acceptable practice for the heir to come through a servant or through someone that was in their family, you understand? And so the family is, the promise is here is that Abram has been given a promise that he will have children. But now Abram is asking God in his vision, well, how am I going to have children and I have no heir? And so God is reminding Abram that this heir will come from your body. Now I want you to turn to chapter 16. We're going to move very quickly along here. And we're in verse 1. And you'll see in this text here, they're waiting on the promise. You just heard what the promise is. Now, this is what happens when we become anxious or impatient, when we're waiting on a thing from God, when we're waiting on a promise of God, and we don't want to wait. A lot of times, my dearly brothers and sisters, we make matters so much worse when we don't wait on God. Let's look at here. Start with me with verse 1 here. It says, now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, the Lord has kept me from having children. Go, sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Abram's response, Abram agreed to what Sarah said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarah, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant, Hagar, and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. Now, hold up, women. For those of you that are married or not married, I know you're thinking, she did what? What did she just say? Once again, the customs back in that day was that this was a normal and accepted practice that the men or the patriarch had more than one wife. But I always like to go back to the original design. When you go back to the second chapter of Genesis, God made Adam, and then he put Adam to sleep. You can go back and read it for yourself if you don't believe me. And he gave Adam one wife, and her name was Eve. Now, God's original design, hello, somebody. Men, don't get it twisted. God's original design was one man and one woman. If God wanted Adam to have multiple wives, he would have made him multiple women. But when he put Adam to sleep, amen, somebody, he woke up and there was Eve, singular, one woman. So anyway, let's get back to the text. Now, when she knew she was pregnant, Hagar, when Sarah realized that Hagar was pregnant, she began to despise her. Then Sarah said to Abram, listen to this. You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. Now, whose idea was it for Abram to go and sleep with Hagar? Sarah. Now she's turning around and flipping this thing and blaming Abram for sleeping with Hagar. Let's continue here. And she said, you are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. Look at Abram's response. Your servant is in your hands, Abram said. Do with her whatever you think is best. Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. I'm going to stop right there. Whenever I read this text, God always gives me such fresh revelation and understanding of why we have so many difficulties in relationships. Over the next few times that I will be with you, I'm going to be focusing and concentrating on relationships. We must get relationships right. And when I say relationships, I'm not just talking about couples. I'm talking about relationships between folks at your church, on your job, your children, your grandchildren, your siblings. We have a real issue with relationships. And it's nothing new. We can go all the way back to the book of Genesis and see that there's been issues as they relate to relationships. Now, because my time is short, I want to give you a couple of takeaways here. The first thing is we have to be so careful when we are people in authority that we do not misuse or abuse others. Number two, we have to be careful that we don't blame God for what we perceive as problems when he has given us a promise, which tells us that we have to learn to wait on God. When you are impatient, you began to look at the limitations of man and began to take matters into your own hands. When you do this, you more than likely are going to make things worse than what they already are. And the final thing is, when God gives you a promise, you must learn to wait and trust God. And I want to say to our dearly beloved brothers, God has placed the man by making him first in a place of leadership. And there are some times when you have to say and take a stand. And even women, for some of you, you may be married to an unbelieving spouse. Stand on God's word. As a married woman, if my husband comes to me and I don't agree or I can't get peace about it, I let him know and say, you know, honey, I just can't be in agreement about that. When we look at this text, we see that Abram agreed to what Sarah was proposing. And I really believe, not to be so hard on Sarah, that her initial thought was an act of love because she was barren. And in those days, it was a matriarch's duty to pass on the lineage. And women felt very bad. They felt awful when they were not able to conceive. So I believe initially her thought or her intention was to be a blessing to her family line. But after Hagar became pregnant, it shows clearly that Sarah began to mistreat and abuse Hagar. What I want to say to you all in closing today is that if we're going to have good relationships for those of us that are business owners, we have to be careful how we treat our customers and our employees and our partners. We have to be careful how we treat one another as neighbors. Relationship is what's going to be my focus as I come before you. And because my time has been well spent with you, I really want to say I invite you to really look at the story of Abram. I love each and every one of you, and at this time, I'm going to turn the call back over to our beloved Minister Robin. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Ader. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautiful, loud and clear.
Thank you so much for that word of encouragement, correction, and teaching. I'll be calling you back after we go before the Lord in prayer so that you can give us our daily benediction. Let us go before the Lord. Father, you are so good to us, and we thank you, Father, because it is so important that our relationships are the way you want them to be, the way you have ordained them to be, because you wanted a relationship with us, and you gave us your son, your best. So we thank you, Father, for the woman of God who has come forward with the word, Father. I thank you, Lord, that the gifts and the anointing that is on Minister Ada's life, Father, continues to come forth in a glorious way so that you will continue to get the glory, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're birthing all the desires of her heart, Father. You know those things that she's brought before you, Father. So I thank you that they're coming forward, Father, and you continue to give her dreams and visions for her and Doug and their family. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, it was on my heart, relationship, so this is just so you. I thank you for our children, Father. I thank you, Lord, that your word is going forward in their lives, Father, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father, and that they will be and they are being taught of the Lord. And great is the peace of your children, Father, that they will continue to be a fruit that will have godly instruction and correction, Father. And Lord, give us counsel, give us wisdom on how to bring up your children. And Lord, I thank you that they are obedient, Father. They are blessed. They are protected. No harm shall come to our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, don't let them touch alcohol or drugs, Father. I thank you. You've already ordained the man or woman that is going to be their spouse. Lord, surround them with young people and even mature people that will speak into their lives and encourage them. And I ask you to remove individuals that are not about you from their lives in Jesus' name. Well, Master's Call family, our God is good to us. He is a faithful God. If you want to hear this call again immediately following this call, you can play our playback number. And feel free to dial 712-432-1085, same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. And we also, don't forget, we are going to Las Vegas, February 16th and 17th. We are still fasting day 35. We have the new morning motivational call right after this call, and that number is 614-715-3865, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Go out there, be a blessing. Minister Brenda Terrell, our prayer general, you rock, as my young people would say. Thank you so much for maximizing the moment Monday. Praise God for you. Thank you, Minister Ada, blessed woman of God, anointed and appointed woman of God. It was so good to hear your voice, Miss Jessie. We love you, Dr. Vanessa. We love you, Dr. PK. We love you, TMC family. Minister Ada, will you please come back and seal this word?
Amen, and I so love and appreciate you, Minister Robin. You are truly a blessing to me and the entire TMC team. What I want to say to you all as I close is that God loves you, and whatever promises and purposes he has birthed in your heart, learn to wait on God. And while you are waiting, what do? You trust him. You serve him and his people. You make prayer and fasting a regular part of your regimen. And you praise him in advance for the greater and newer things he's doing in your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we seal this word with the blood of Jesus. I ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you make us sensitive and conscious of how we treat one another. Lord, give us and convict us when we are mistreating others. And we ask that you forgive us, Lord, when we err in this area. Teach us how to be just like Jesus, to walk in love, to walk in grace, and to be compassionate towards others. We ask all these things in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Go out and make it a great day. God bless you.